From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump says he'll visit the U.S. Caribbean territories of Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands next week, still reeling from the effects of Hurricanes Irma and Maria, and defended the disaster response against complaints it's been slow.
A massive effort is underway, and we have been really treated very, very nicely by the governor and by everybody else. They know how hard we're working and what a good job we're doing.
Shortages of food, drinking water, and electricity continue a week after Puerto Rico took a direct hit from Maria. Puerto Rico's Governor Ricardo Rossello sought to play down complaints of a slow reaction by Washington.
We are grateful for the attention that the president himself has pledged on Puerto Rico. I really have been somewhat absent of social media, so I can only speak to what he has personally said to me, and I can guarantee to everybody that's listening, the president has called, has pledged his support.
Nearly all of Puerto Rico's infrastructure was destroyed or heavily damaged by Maria. The federal government has increased emergency funding. Thousands of federal emergency workers are on the ground. Thousands of U.S. troops are being deployed. The ruling party's former defense minister, João Lourenço, has been sworn in as president of Angola, giving the oil-rich African nation its first new leader in nearly 40 years. Mr. Lourenço replaces outgoing leader José Eduardo dos Santos, who at 75 and rumored to be in ill health decided not to run for re-election this year. Hurt by falling oil prices, he vowed to tackle the Southwest African country's economic problems, including poverty and unemployment, as well as inequality and corruption. The main opposition, UNITA, and its allies boycotted the inaugural ceremony. They unsuccessfully challenged the results of the August election. This is VOA News. Iraqi Kurdish leader Masoud Barzani Tuesday claimed victory in the referendum held Monday for independence, calling for a dialogue with Baghdad. The Iraqi authorities have rejected the vote as unconstitutional. Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi threatened to ban all flights into and out of the Kurdish region if leaders there don't concede control of airports to federal authorities. The referendum vote is non-binding. Mr. Barzani said he hopes the yes vote will lead to increased dialogue over secession. Saudi King Salman Tuesday ordered women to be allowed to drive their vehicles. The royal decree directing the formation of a ministerial body to give advice and implement the order by next June. Ali Shahabi is executive director of the Arabia Foundation in Washington.
This has been hanging over the country for decades. It was a sort of a conservative habit that the religious establishment held on to and resisted, and so as a sort of symbol of upholding tradition.
Saudi ambassador to Washington, Prince Khalid bin Salman, said this was a historic and big day in the Saudi kingdom. The UN Tuesday said nearly 500,000 Rohingya Muslims have now fled in violence in Myanmar's Rakhine State to Bangladesh. That said, Jens Lerke of the Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs is outpacing international efforts to respond.
The scale of the emergency has surpassed the initial projections. Humanitarian partners are now revising the response plan to account for additional needs and expect that funding requirements for the next 6 months could rise to some $200 million.
The exodus follows a crackdown by security forces. French President Emmanuel Macron Tuesday offered his vision of a reformed European Union.
L'Europe que nous connaissons est trop faible.
Speaking at the Sorbonne, Mr. Macron said the Europe we know is too weak, too slow, and too inefficient, but it can give us the capacity to act in a world faced with great challenges. The French leader called for closer cooperation on defense and immigration. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson will head to China Thursday. North Korea expected to be high on his agenda. While holding out hope for a diplomatic solution to North Korea's nuclear and missile threats, President Trump Tuesday warned the military option remains on the table.
We are totally prepared for the second option, not a preferred option. But if we take that option, it will be devastating, I can tell you that, devastating for North Korea. That's called the military option. If we have to take it, we will.
The Trump administration has also announced ramping up economic pressure on Pyongyang with sanctions on 8 North Korean banks and more than 24 officials. In Alabama, Roy Moore defeated incumbent Senator Luther Strange in a special election that is seen as a setback to the Republican establishment, Strange endorsed by President Trump. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.